According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 62% of America's adult population is employed. But who are the employers? The census counts about 30 million people who are self-employed with no employees, but employer firms with at least one employee are only about 6 million, and about half of those have just 1 to 4 employees. To start and grow a business from an idea into a successful company that employs workers is a team effort, and that's where my two guests come into the picture. Ruth Swain is the director of the Rogue Community College Small Business Development Center in Grants Pass. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here to join you.
And Tim Basalt serves as a business advisor for the SBDC. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So let's start with your backgrounds. Ruth, tell us your journey.
Well, I've been working with small businesses and in the area of economic development for 30 years. And 8 years ago, I discovered the Small Business Development Center from the inside and learned what a great opportunity and service it is throughout Oregon. The Rogue Community College SBDC is one of 18 Oregon centers, and we provide two basic services, pre-confidential advising. And we can do that because we receive state, federal, and other funding. And we help people from, if they have just an idea, to determine what kind of business to go into, or if they've launched and they need some support. We help people grow their business. We help people throughout the pandemic and adjusting to change, such as supply chain issues and some of the economic impacts for small business. And we also help people who are preparing to retire and sell their business or want to purchase one.
And you're located in Grants Pass, right?
Yes. Rogue Community College has three campuses. We have two buildings on the Rogue Community College Redwood campus. We also have offices in rural Illinois Valley.
Okay. And Tim, you're an advisor. That means you've got a lot of experience in business, right?
Sure. I spent my most of my career in private sector. I was one of the founders of Bub Gump Shrimp Company Restaurants. And we grew that company. We had...
Wait. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company? That's from the movie.
From the movie, correct. Yes. Yeah, so we started that company, grew that company over a course of 14 years. And then I was president, CEO of the company, and we went through a strategic acquisition in 2010. And I've lived here in the Rogue Valley for 20 years. And once we went through that acquisition, then I had an opportunity to get involved in the local community and work with a lot of great owners and entrepreneurs and participate in the community and help see our community thrive and grow and be something to be very proud of.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Great to be here.
Ruth, tell me about the work of RCC's SBDC. What kind of businesses do you serve and what industry sectors?
Yes. Well, we accept any industry. We do follow patterns and look at what are the largest type of businesses and what are the trends. And we work with regional partners to refer clients to us. We call them small business clients. And we also offer classes such as the Small Business Management Program, really geared toward any kind of a business that wants to do marketing or bookkeeping and accounting. We do see quite a few businesses who are in the pre-venture to early phase. About half of our clients come from that. We have a number of construction companies. Construction is still running high and people are wanting to start their business there. We also have marketing, retail, restaurants, all types of industries come to us for support.
Okay. Aside from trade sectors, what about software, any type of online businesses that you're working with?
We do have online businesses. I think of a few that I know Tim has worked with, and we have updated our materials and our advising expertise in order to support people who have a website and want to sell online and reach more customers. So we offer search engine optimization and support with having an online presence.
My guests are Ruth Swain and Tim Basalt. Tim is a business advisor for RCC's Small Business Development Center in Grants Pass, and Ruth is the director. So, Tim, Ruth mentioned small business management, and that's what you do.
That's correct. I've facilitated a program for the past 10 years. Over that 10 years, we've had in excess of 90 businesses in Southern Oregon participate in the program. And the program really offers I would describe it as relevant best practices for business owners that have an interest in growing sales and increasing profitability and developing a management team and employee team that can really develop an adaptable platform for long-term success of the business. The program lasts over a course of 9 months, and we teach 9 different modules during that 9 months. And then that's supported with one-on-one advising that's offered by myself with each client during that 9 months. And then after that 9 months, we have many clients that have continued on as long-term clients for the SBDC. And we've helped them, you know, depending on what their needs are, it may be growth strategies, it may be exit and succession planning, it may be acquisition, it may be employee team development. And what we do is I teach some of the classes myself, but I also bring in industry experts. For example, we bring in the owner of Rogue Accounting Solutions, and they teach the financial module. A fellow advisor, Karen Remarino, who's a lifelong HR expert, she teaches the class on employee and team development, performance management. We bring in Christy Kiltz with Design by Kiltz, who's a branding online marketing expert, and other resources we have in the community. The great thing about this community is because it's such a beautiful place to live, we have a lot of resources here that end up here one way or another, be it retired or working part-time or still working full-time, and really want to give back to the community. So we have a lot of resource in that available to us.
So it sounds like we have a lot of local talent that we can draw from.
Exactly.
What do you see as some of the challenges to grow and scale a small business today?
Well, in the program, the number one thing I try and encourage business owners to think about, really drive toward, is growing sales. The old saying, sales washes out a lot of problems. It doesn't solve problems, but it helps solve problems. Is key. So I think it's really important that business owners are really focused on how they grow revenue and how they grow revenue for long-term success. The second most important thing, I think, is building that employee team for the long-term success of the business and do it in such a way that there's opportunity for people who live in our community to see a path to be part of a company and grow in that company and be part of that culture and be able to retain those employees.
And what sectors are some of our growth stage industry sectors that you would recommend?
Boy, we service a variety of industries. Ruth mentioned construction's really strong in the area. Mm-hmm. We service the retail sector is another one, a lot of service industries. For example, I'll just mention a few clients to give you a flavor of who we service. Clouser Drilling has been one of our long-term clients and has been through SBM. They were also won the family-owned small business award for the state of Oregon, awarded by the SBA. Lindsay Rice, who's the owner of Rogue Zipline, you're probably familiar with. If you haven't done that experience, go do it. I can set you up for that.
Okay.
But she's got a great business over in Central Point and offers an adventure for a lot of local people and our tourism industry that comes to town. We've had several landscaper tree services go through the program. It's really a mixture. What's great about the program is we put together a cohort typically every year of about 12 to 15 companies, and that cohort really becomes a group of business owners that have shared experiences and shared needs and really learn not just from being in a program but learn from being together and engaging each other.
So they develop a community and they help one another. Mm-hmm. Ruth, every entrepreneur with a great idea envisions a rosy future, of course. But the work of building a successful business does face some tough realities. How many businesses are there in our region?
How many businesses total?
Yeah, do you have any data on how many businesses there are or how many startups there are each month and what's the average time that a business survives?
I wish I could get that back to you. I know some of them by industry. In Josephine County alone, there are 300 manufacturing traded sector businesses. And in chiming into what Tim has said, clients who sell equipment or repair and who manufacture parts and ship them internationally come to us.
What about tech sector, Tim? I mean, AI is taking over everything. How's the tech sector looking in our region?
Well, it's moving extremely fast, and there's a lot of questions about how do you apply AI to your business? Yeah. How do you use AI to in lots of different areas from marketing and employee training and so on and so forth. And how we've advised clients on that is first, you know, you walk before you run. So you've really got to understand first what the need is and how you want to take a resource that's out there in terms of AI and how do you apply that to your business and do what I would describe as a little bit of a beta test to start. And, okay, how does this work? And is it going to work? And is it accurate? And you've really got to start. You know, AI is only as good as what it gets fed from right. A baseline standpoint. So you've really got to be sure the data in is the right data. And then I think everyone's got to remember that AI is just that. It's artificial, right? Artificial intelligence.
It's a tool.
So I think you've really got to look at that once you've got that information, you're using it, but still apply the human factor and the common sense to whatever it may be for the industry and the business you're in and say, okay, that makes sense to me and let's go forward.
So the human creativity and imagination is something AI can't replace.
Can't replace, you know.
So Ruth, if someone has an idea for a business or an existing business that needs help, how can they access your services?
Very simple. They just have to call us or email us. 541-956-7494 is our main line. We also have sbdc@roguecc.edu as a way to contact us. We answer phone calls and emails every day and can usually schedule a free advising appointment that's absolutely confidential within a day or two. We can at least respond. And sometimes we tailor which of our advisors we schedule with due to their personal background and their professional experience.
Okay.
Every one of us who works here and advises clients has also owned their own business.
And that's good to know, but unfortunately that's all the time we have. Thanks to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.